producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How you doing?
Very good. I'm good. Hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
The reason I called you is because I'm married. Been married for 6 years. Recently, I made the mistake of having an affair. My wife found out about it, and she filed for a divorce. Now, up until that point, I thought our marriage was pretty concrete.
Why would you cheat on a concrete marriage?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I started talking to this woman that I seen at one of the gyms I go to, and I don't know. I was just really stupid.
I don't think you're going to get any argument from anybody on that, Jeff, but I think it's probably not going to be good enough. How old are you?
35.
Okay, and how old's your wife?
33.
And how long, you guys told me you've been married 6 years. Do you have children?
No, we don't.
How often were the two of you having sex?
We had a great sex life, I thought.
And so
I would say probably three times a week.
And so, I'll tell you what, you tell me your question, then I'll tell you mine. What's your question to me?
My question is, I'm still trying to repair this relationship. I don't want a divorce. She does.
When did she find out about the affair?
She found out back in October.
And so have the two of you not been living together since October?
No, she kicked me out of the house. I got my own apartment, and she hasn't talked to me since then.
Okay.
She's going through a family member to relay messages and stuff.
So how long did the affair go on?
The affair, it was only a one-time thing. I mean, I seen the woman. I was talking to the woman in the gym, and then
I don't think the talking is what she objected to.
Yeah, exactly. I made the mistake of having an affair, okay? And
well, I don't think it's an affair. I think you had sex with somebody. I think you committed adultery.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm saying that wrong. I did. I committed adultery, okay? And
how did she find out about it?
She found out because this girl had my phone number, and she sent me a text message, and my wife intercepted the message. And then, you know, I'm not a good liar, so it came out. And, you know, I came clean with it, and it was devastating. And
all right, so your question to me is what?
How can I repair this? How can I get...
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you the place to start, and I'm certainly not making you any guarantees or promises or even necessarily trying to make you sort of feel optimistic about it. But I think your sort of notion of, well, it just happened, is deadly. Whenever I think the wounded party in an affair has a right to demand, and you don't hear me use that word very often, demand, because it creates its own problems, but demand three things. Number one, why did it happen? And obviously saying it just happened isn't going to work. Because if it could just happen once, it could just happen again. And it makes it sound like it was something over which you were powerless. And if you're powerless once, you're going to be powerless again. So I think you're going to have to do some really deep, nasty work about why this happened. You're telling me that it was a relatively new marriage, that you had a great sex life, that you thought it was a solid marriage, and yet you found yourself willing to have sex with another woman, which you knew was adultery. You knew, and it's not like your wife said, I don't want to have sex with you. It's not like the two of you were not, not speaking and sort of on the edge of divorce, neither of which are excuses for adultery, but at least they're understandable, if not forgivable. But to say we had a great marriage, we're having great sex, and I just decided to have sex with another person, not going to cut it. You're going to have to find out in your own head, in your own heart, why you did this. Because that's the place to start, as uncomfortable as that is with her, to say, this is why I did this, this is how I can assure not only you, but myself, that it will never happen again, and this is what's in it for you. Should it happen again? Because without that, it's an act of faith on her part, and she's not willing to offer that to you at this moment, because the act of faith, as far as she was concerned, was believing that you adhere to your marriage vows. So she ain't going to do it. I'm not telling you that if you come up with that those three things, that she's going to say, okay, Jeff, you can have another chance. But I'm saying without it, you got no shot. And not only do you not have a shot, but even if she's somehow in a moment of sentimentality or weakness or loneliness or whatever said, let's try it again, it's the 800-pound gorilla, and you can't get beyond it. So you have to figure that out. And it's not going to be a whole lot of fun, Jeff, because you're not going to like what you come up with. It's going to make you feel crummy about yourself. But better you feel crummy about yourself and take that to her and make an apology than she feels crummy about you, and there's no sort of getting out of that mess. And I think what you need to do is say to her, I will do whatever it takes. And I will, I made the biggest mistake of my life. This is why I did it. Hopefully you weren't drinking, but I think even if you were drinking, no one ever does anything when they were drinking that they wouldn't do, they don't wish they could do when they're sober. That alcohol is kind of the solvent of the superego, but it doesn't create, it just sort of loosens boundaries. So I think you're going to have to do that. And I'm warning you up front, it's going to feel really lousy, but it's really important. And it's really important because even if she doesn't take you back, which she may not, you'll at least know where that chink in your armor is and how to protect yourself about it in the future, because you don't want this to ever happen again, I'm sure. It feels too horrible. But so you're going to have to do the work, and it's not a whole lot of fun, I guarantee you. And you can start with paper and pencil, you can try a therapist, you can do whatever you need to do, but you got to figure that out. And then you're going to have to offer it to her as kind of a look, this doesn't excuse it, this just explains it, so I can explain to you why it will never happen again, and while I will do anything that you want for me to do to make it right for you, I'll over any length of time.
Okay.
But all right. don't misjudge how lousy that search is going to be, because it's not going to feel very good at all. But it's really important for both of you. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome, Jeff. I just love telling somebody, okay, this is, if you think you feel lousy now, just wait. You're going to feel even worse. And the problem about adultery is there's several problems about adultery. Although one of the interesting things about the tour in Times Square yesterday was that David at one point said, that it's been said that you could stand here on this corner and watch all of the Ten Commandments being broken at any particular time. So, because that was the old Times Square when it was, pouring through.
Right.
But the whole thing about adultery is that, first of all, it's that you gave your word. And if your word doesn't mean anything, then who are you? Second of all, that it's the world's easiest thing in the world to be as a lover. It just doesn't really require hardly anything, and I know what it requires, but not much, as opposed to being a spouse or a committed partner, which requires a lot. It requires a day-to-dayness. It requires dealing with somebody when they're not all fancy and smancy and all turned on. I mean, it's a much more difficult, complicated kind of issue. And the third thing is the basic issue of sex, which is it's meant to be urgent and thoughtless. If you think about it, that it's not only human beings, but that, that species requires sexual congress with few exceptions to be able to survive. And so there's an urgency about it that tends to override the kind of long-term conscience or, being your best self. So how do you deal with it? I mean, how, if in fact you're thinking about marrying somebody, you think of yourself as a sentient, moral, kind, dependable human being. I mean, how do you deal with the possibility of, sex is easy, it tends to be kind of urgent. How do I deal with that? And I think the answer is that you think about it ahead of time so that you're sure that that what you're doing is, you thought about it. In the same way that astronauts train for zero gravity, that you train for temptation. Because I think it's the only way to really be prepared for it. By definition, it's going to be, especially if you're a moral human being, it's going to come as a surprise. It's going to come as out of nowhere. It's going to be something that feels really important, really urgent, that's going to overwhelm that part of you that says, do I really want to do this? I mean, so be prepared for it and understand it. And I think that's why the marriage vows say rich or poor, sickness and health, abandon all others. I mean, I think it's a serious kind of, you better think about this, baby cakes. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. 855-99-DR-JOY. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I'm already here.
Hi there. You are.
Well, I have different angles, different facets in which I want to ask you, so I'll just take one bite at a time because this scenario is extremely overwhelming and hurtful. I feel I'm deeply traumatized, and I hope I have, like, an unbiased or some sort of helpful advice from you. I wish I could see you for at least an hour or half an hour.
Well, you got some time now, so get started on what you need to tell me.
And I'm really not good at speaking sometimes. Like, on my way here, I was jogging, and my blood was flowing, so I had everything in mind. But as soon as I picked up the phone, my mind went blank, so terrible timing. But I have an appointment in the next 20 minutes, so I thought I would take my chance now.
All right, and we'll get started.
Call you another day. Hopefully, I'll get to her. I'm kind of scared to talk about this. I'm sorry, Ms. Joy Brown. Basically, the authorities came to
You've called me before and you've told me the story and we've talked before.
There's an extended version, though.
Okay, tell me, because we've talked about this probably half a dozen times.
Yeah.
So just tell me the change, because the rest of it I've gone over a lot with you.
Okay, well, they injured my storage unit. They claim... I don't have the verbatim. I don't know if it's safe to read you the verbatim. I have to ask a lawyer. But according to what I see, they claim that they have a warrant, and I would think that the warrant then is based upon something they've seen. But previously...
Well, you don't have to worry about that, because if a warrant was issued, it was issued presumably that whatever it is that they convinced somebody to give you a warrant, that you already passed that. Once a warrant, if they searched your place without a warrant, then that would be one thing. But if they already had a warrant, then the legalities to get a warrant have already been satisfied. So you're past that. Don't worry about that.
Well, actually, no. That's where the twist comes in. They went and searched the house without a warrant. And then, from there, they grabbed a receipt of the storage facility, in which then they went to the storage facility.
Well, then you need a lawyer to talk. If it was an illegal search, then anything they found they can't use.
Unless my friend let them in.
Well, right? Then they didn't need a warrant.
If they did.
John, we've been over this like literally half a dozen times. If you've got something new that you want to ask me, go ahead.
Well,
but
they
lied. I can't do this. Because you know what? Other people listen to the program, and they're going to say, he's called before. She's answered this question six times before. And they'll turn off the program.
No, she never did, guys, ladies and gentlemen, because I just made a new discovery, which is that they claim that they found something. I'm afraid to even repeat what they said they found, but they said they found something, which is a lie. I never had what they said I had, and it's in writing. It's against my name right now.
John, you need a lawyer on this. If you think that the search was illegal, but if somebody invites you in, you don't need a warrant. They're saying they had a warrant, so either they did or they didn't, but they don't need a warrant if somebody invites them in. They say they found something that was, then they have, basically, it's poison fruit. But that's a legal issue, that if your lawyer could prove that either she didn't invite them in, or that they didn't have, essentially the search was illegal, either they didn't have a warrant or she didn't invite them in, then it doesn't make any difference what they find. Because they can't use it. But if she either invited them in or they had a warrant, then presumably whatever they found, they feel that they have legal grounds to use. But you don't need a psychologist. You need a lawyer.
Right.
I'm a psychologist.
Okay, but I need the balance of the social science with the legal. So
you don't. You're talking about specifically a legal issue. There's no social science involved in it. Either it's a legal search or it's not a legal search. If it's a legal search, then whatever they find, they can use. If it's an illegal search, nothing they find they can use, because it's poison fruit. They can't use it. And there are gobs of cases. It has nothing to do with psychology. It has only to do with the law, and I'm a psychologist. So you don't need me. 855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Joy. You've helped me in the past. Well, I just called about a week ago about the girl from Florida
who came back. I remember.
Really friendly now. She's really, really friendly. She's calling me every night. We're having a blast. Now you know what she's asking for? Money, of course. She's saying that, you know, she's on retirement, and she's 62,
and she needs money. Mike, you know the answer to this.
She just wants me to send her a little bit of money. Should I send her a little bit?
Mike, you know the answer to this.
Did not to send her anything.
Correct. And one of two things will happen. She'll either say, look, I was embarrassed about asking and we'll still be friends. Or she'll more likely than not dump you. And because that's what she's doing here. She calls you, you're the bank of Mike. And what you told me last week is what you were looking for was a reliable relationship with someone that you could trust. She's not it, or I don't think she's it. Now, if I could be wrong, and the way you're going to find out whether I'm right or wrong is you're going to say, gee, kiddo, you know, I was about to ask you for money. I'm just tapped out right now, but I'm having such a good time talking with you. I'm so glad we're back in touch. And she'll either say, you'll either hear a click, and you don't have to worry about this again till the next time she figures you're going to be, she can soften you up and she'll hit you again, or you won't. I mean, and if she's your friend, then she'll stick with you. If you're the bank, she's gone. And there's only one way to find out.
Not
59 cents. Not a stamp. Not a dollar. Not nothing. Nothing. Squat.
Send him money so when he talks to me and be my friend.
Absolutely. And if that's the basis on which you want to do it, if you want to do checkbook friendship, then that's fine. But don't call me about it anymore because you and I know exactly what the situation
you're
is.
You're saying, yeah, so okay, when she asks, she's going to call and ask again, you know.
Then all you're going to say is, listen, this makes me really uncomfortable. I don't want our relationship to be based on money, and if I'm not going to send you any money. And if that's the basis of our relationship, it makes me sad, and hopefully it's not. And you will find out.
Yes, I'll find out eventually.
You'll find out immediately.
Find out immediately.
Yeah. But you have to continue to say no. And not, well, gee, if I get some extra money next month, just the answer is no. Friends don't borrow money from each other. That's why banks were invented. And you know damn well what's going to happen.
Exactly. She borrowed money from me for 10 years, and I don't want to go back into that. That's what, you know.
Then don't do it. This is completely up to you. That has nothing to do with her at this moment.
I was just wanting to know what to do with, because I didn't know what to do. But,
yes, you did. Right, you just didn't want to.
So
you just. All right. But there's. Yes, you did. You did know what to do. You know exactly what to do. You just. It's hard to do it. It's hard to say no because you're thinking, well, it's not much money, but it will escalate, and you're going to be right back in the same lousy place you were before, which is the only reason she has anything to do with me is because I give her money. That's prostitution. And if you want to do it, then understand it. But don't call me about it ever again because this is the watershed.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
All right. I understand. Thank you.
And you don't have to be ugly about it. You just have to be firm. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Lisa, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, Lisa. What's on your mind?
Well, I have four children, two that lived away from home, and there's a lot of stress going on in the past 3 years.
How old your kids are?
Okay, 12, 15, 27, and 29.
Are they all from the same dad?
No, two different dads.
Okay.
So I was married twice.
Okay, are you still married?
No, I'm legally separated.
Well, that counts as still married, my adorableness. How long have you been separated?
Right now, I would say 3 years.
Why have the two of you not gone ahead and gotten divorced?
It's the legal fees, basically.
What does that mean?
The costs.
Well, no, I understand what legal fees means, but what are the costs, for example?
Well,
talk about?
Well, right now I already have like a lien on my house for the last for the separation, for the cost of the separation. So that.
Why would a separation cost anything?
Well, it cost him almost $10,000.
To separate?
Yeah, and
why?
It cost me $3,500. I had to put a lien on my house.
You're talking about legal fees?
Yes.
Who wanted the divorce?
He did.
So you're dragging your feet. Do you want to be divorced or not?
Oh, yes. Yes.
One of the two of you, where do you live?
In Windsor.
Can't you go to get a no-fault divorce and the two of you, you know, deal with this?
I tried that. Actually, that's exactly the way I wanted it from the beginning, but it didn't happen in that way.
Well, but it can happen. I mean, this is going to drag on forever, and it's putting both of you in limbo.
Yeah, but it's not my business. I've been so busy with my kids, and...
Lisa. Don't give me that. I mean, I'm not stupid. That may float with your kids or something. It's not going to float with me. You know, it'd take you, you know, what, maybe a whole day out of your life. You know, and I know that's not true. Don't, listen, you can con anybody you want. You can con yourself. Don't try it with me. It just won't work. If nothing else, it makes me look stupid. And, you know, I can't afford to look stupid.
I'm not trying to do that.
Well, but it has nothing to do with time. You know that, and I know that.
Well, we went through a very, very mold situation. So we lost about $50,000 worth of our contents. And
you're not going to get any of that back. The question is, you can't undo what's been done. The question is, where do you want to go from here? Being in limbo ain't good for the kids, ain't good for you.
I realize that.
Well, but, so don't give me that nonsense that, I've been too busy. It's not true. What's today's question?
Well, today is just because my kids are so stressed, especially
about
the 12-year-old and the 15-year-old. Well, with Christmas coming and financially, you know, it's not good in a situation.
Lisa, speak English to me. What is it, what does that mean?
I can't seem to be able. I have a daughter that's pregnant for twins right now, and she has the placenta previa, and she's due in March. We just found out yesterday that she might have to go and lay in a hospital for the rest of the time.
Okay, well, try a question. What's the question to me?
Well, I'm worried because my health is not so good.
Lisa, I need, don't give me any more. I've heard the house and the lien and the daughter and the bed rest. And the,
I don't know what
give
to
me
do.
A question. No, Lisa, listen. Lisa, stop. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to distill all this misery down into one question for me, because I will help you. But no one... you can't deal with this glop of I'm miserable, I'm unhappy. There's nothing there for me to grab hold of, nor for you to grab hold of. Take a deep breath, sit down, and distill this into one question, all right? And make the question very specific, because then I can help you. Now, I understand the question may not cover everything, but I'm really good at going backwards. What I'm not good at is trying to dig through all this misery. I don't go to pity parties. The refreshments suck. The guests are nasty. The hostess is never there. And I always have an upset stomach and sore shoulders. So I don't attend them.
What should I do to help my children relieve their stress and help them and me?
All right, No. Stay focused. Don't go off on me again.
Okay.
All right, let's take... Are we talking about the two younger ones or the two older ones?
The two younger ones. The older one, well, I do have...
No. Just answer the question. Which of the kids are we going to talk about?
The older one.
Is this the one who's pregnant with twins?
Yeah, and she has a one-year-old, so
okay.
I have to
right.
take care of the one-year-old.
Okay, stop. All right, let's focus for a moment on your oldest child. That's the 29-year-old?
Yes.
Okay. Is she married?
Yes.
Okay. How close to you does she live?
2 miles.
Okay. Is she asking for your help?
I'm there all the time.
That's
yes.
what I asked.
Yes.
What does she want you to do? When she says, Mom, I need you to...
Take care of your grandson while I'm in the hospital.
Well, but we don't know that she's in the hospital. She's not in the hospital yet, right?
But she will be going.
I thought this was unclear about whether she was going.
Well, the next appointment, he told her to prepare her bags.
Okay. So when is the appointment?
The 18th.
Okay, so we've got 2 weeks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and so she would, first of all, she probably wouldn't be in a hospital for, how far along is she in the pregnancy?
6 months.
All right, so the question is, will she be in the hospital for the next 3 months? They won't let her go. It'll probably be for the next 2 months.
Right.
So would she be in the hospital for the next 2 months, or would she be at home?
She would be in the hospital.
Okay, so does her husband, they do not have the means to get somebody to watch the one-year-old?
No.
Okay. So do you work outside the home?
No.
Okay. So you could, so you're capable of taking the one-year-old on?
Yes. And I would have to kind of change the routine with my teenagers. That's
all right. Well, what, all right. So let's. So assuming that you took the one-year-old in, presumably, would you take? You wouldn't take the one-year-old overnight. The daddy would take the one-year-old back. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you would take, and you wouldn't have the one-year-old on the weekends because daddy'd have the one-year-old.
Right.
So
just till 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. What does a 27-year-old do?
Construction.
Okay. This 27-year-old. So it's a male.
Yes.
All right. What? All right. All right, so the, at this moment, you're talking about within the next 2 weeks of the possibility of picking the kid out, or the daddy probably dropped the one-year-old off.
Yes. No, I would have to go there.
Why?
Because he would leave earlier for work, so I would have to be there, so that means I have to drop
off. Not necessarily. Listen, understand, everybody's routine is going to be disrupted.
Oh, very much so.
So it may be... What you need to do is, instead of doing this panic mode nonsense, you need to figure out, okay, given the fact that I'm probably going to have the one-year-old for, let's say, 5 days a week, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, what will work best? Now, it may be that you getting up and getting dressed, especially with teenagers in the house, to go pick up the kid, won't work. That
right.
He's going to have to get that kid to you. And if it means that that kid gets awakened earlier, fine. Kids are pliable. Kids get naps. And the kid may be brought to you and go right back to sleep. But I think it sounds much more likely that he bring the child to you than you go to the child, number one. There may also, do not think of this as something that you have to do completely by yourself. That it may be that you need to get somebody in to fill in some of the blanks. It may be, for example, that having 1 day a week where a high school kid or dad works instead of 40 hours in 5 days, he works 40 hours in 4 days, so 1 day a week he's there to take care of the kid. It may be you've got two teenagers who very likely babysit who may be able to fill in the gaps with the baby. So instead of thinking, oh my God, I can't do this, begin thinking what will work. It's perfectly okay as far as I'm concerned. This is not, you're totally, this is really not even your responsibility. This is you helping out. Because if you didn't exist or you lived cross country, they'd have to figure out something. So
it's
do not
more demanding, like from my daughters. No, you're the only one. And
well, but Lisa, what your daughter wants and what you're willing to provide don't have to be identical. All right. So what your daughter wants is something that's free, that she can count on, that she doesn't have to worry about. That's great. That may not be what you're going to provide. It may be that mom and dad are going to have to step up to the plate a little bit, that they may have to, put a lien on their house and get somebody in. They may need to make arrangements with a family friend, or he's got family. It may be that part of what you deal with your 12 and 15-year-old is, look, you know, we've got to help your sister out here. She's going to be on bed rest for 2 months. And it's not even going to be 2 months, because even when they deliver those twins, they're going to have baby twins, as well as a one-year-old. So this is not, but it's still, it's not your responsibility. It is hers. So you need to do what you can, but it ain't your responsibility. So part of it is saying, for example, listen, George, you bring the kid over here in the morning, even that if it means you have to wake him up, because I've got two kids at home. So, you know, and that means you get him up and dressed and diapered or whatever, you bring him to me. I'm not going to come there. Not because I'm being a stinker, but because
I've got to drive the girls to school.
Exactly. Number two, then we look at the girls and say, girls, this is a family project, and so I need you to, 2 days a week, that each of you, not 2 days, may have to come home after school and take care of the baby. And part of the time, you know, I mean, begin working out a plan that makes sense. No more pity parties, no more, because you panic, everybody's going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of keep your act together and assign things. Now, everybody's going to grumble, I don't want to do this, it's not my job. Nonsense. This is the time of year, not that we buy PlayStations, but that we try and help each other out and remind ourselves that we're all in this, you know, little spaceship Earth together. So the family gets to all sit down and make suggestions. And if I were you, what I would do is figure out a plan, loosely, in your own head, sit the family down tonight and say, okay, let's figure out what each of you would like to do to help out here. Instead of Christmas, that we're going to spend a lot of money on gewgaws this year, we're going to all figure out how we're going to help out Sissy. Because you know what? A family that helps out Sissy means that you guys all get payback when you need some help. Let's figure out what you can all do. Then call me back if you need some help. No more panic. No more pity parties.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, 855-993-7569. Shelley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a 17-year-old daughter who's currently a senior in high school, and she received her first quarter report card and got all A's and B's.
Great.
And Right. And besides that, she is doing SAT preparation as well as making up a math class that she had failed. So she has a lot on her plate. She approached me this weekend and said, I think I deserve a reward for the grades that she's received. I really don't know what is appropriate.
Well, wait, what, I have a solution here. First of all, I'm not crazy about rewarding kids for grades. I mean, they're working. They get the reward. They get the good grade. They get into a better college. But I'd ask her what she wants.
Yeah, she's the type that is very indecisive.
But Shelley, that's fine. That's perfect. I mean, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, so leave it up to her.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, and don't agree to it up front. I mean, you don't necessarily want to have Brad Pitt as an overnight guest.
Right.
But I think saying, listen, that sounds like a reasonable idea to me. What would you like?
Okay.
Let her figure
all
it
right.
out.
So should I give her a time limitation?
No, no, honey, listen. You and I are both a little ambivalent about giving a kid good grade. I mean, she's done great. That's terrific. But in some ways, the good grade is its own reward. In some ways, that she's learned that stuff. And
right.
But I think if you want to commend her, I think that's fine. And she's saying, okay, I want something because I worked really hard. And I think, okay, so what do you want? If she says, I don't know, let's say, well, fine. You know, I'll wait till you figure it out. And why would you put a I mean, this is something that both of us feel, I'm not sure about this. So let her take it. Maybe she'll take forever. Maybe she'll take 5 years. Maybe on her wedding day, she'll say, remember, Mom, when I got, you know, when I did really well in my senior year and you said give me a reward? I mean, yeah, no, that's fine. It's perfect.
Right, so just let it ride it and for her to come back to me and tell me.
Well, no, I'd go back and tell her that that's what
right.
the deal is, because otherwise it just seems like a little passive-aggressive on your part.
Okay.
But I would certainly go to her and say, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think you have done a great job. Tell me what you'd like. For a bunch of reasons, first of all, because you'll know a lot more about her once you know what she wants as a reward. And second of all, I mean, you know, let her come up with it. This is not your job. This is her. You know, she's saying, okay, I want something. I say, okay, what is it?
Okay. All right. I will do so today.
Terrific. Good for
all
you.
Right. Thank
all right.
You.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, look, folks, when it benefits us, then we can sort of negotiate time. But when it benefits somebody else, let them come up with it and let them come up with the time frame. And if they don't, that's okay, too, that we're still being we're being appropriately supportive and enthusiastic and don't have to do anything. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. 855-99-37569. Rosemary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. I want to wish you a belated happy birthday, and
well,
I certainly
you.
You're quite welcome, and I certainly enjoy your programs. In fact, I gave up the soaps to start listening to you when it was broadcasted down here in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
I know, isn't it? I mean, this is real soap opera with real people, and nobody gets older, and the questions are much more interesting. I agree with you. Thank you.
Right. Now, I have a little something here. Okay, it's called a chocolate mousse, a dreamy delight without the guilt. It says you deserve this treat, a healthier version of a decadent dessert favorite. And that cake that your friend gave you must have been delicious. But I made this recipe last week, and I said, oh, my goodness, I want to share this with Dr. Joy.
Well, it's
shall
great.
Shall I read the recipe? Okay.
Yeah, how long is the recipe?
I can read it, I think, in 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll post it or something like that. All right, go ahead. Give me the recipe.
3 cups fat-free milk.
Okay.
1 large box, and in parentheses, 2.1 ounces of sugar-free instant chocolate pudding. And then
okay.
the last ingredient, 3 cups of fat-free whipped topping, in parentheses, 8-ounce container.
Okay.
All right, and optional additional fat-free whipped topping after you finish. Now, in a medium bowl, mix milk with pudding mix and stir constantly with a wire whisk for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Refrigerate for 5 minutes. Add whipped topping and mix well. Pour into a serving bowl or individual parfait glasses, garnish with additional whipped topping if desired. Now, the nutrition facts. Make 6 cups, 8 servings. Each serving is 3/4 of a cup. Carbohydrate servings, 1. And it has exchanges. Now, this is reprinted. This was in our newspaper, reprinted with permission The Source, Quick and Healthy Recipes and Ideas, the third edition, Brenda J. Ponchatera. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. P-O-N-I-C-H-T-E-R-A, Quick and Healthy Net, published by Small Steps Press. Okay, well.
Well, wait a minute. How does it taste?
Oh, to me it tastes very good. I liked it.
Well, it's worth a try.
Right. I mean, oh, I'm sure it won't be good as the original one. But anyway, you might want to try
it. All right. How many calories per serving?
Okay, calories 104. Saturated fat 0, sodium 279 milligrams, dietary fiber 1 gram, protein 3 grams, total fat no grams, cholesterol 2 milligrams. Total carbohydrates, 20 grams. Sugars, 8 grams.
Well, so basically it's got a fair amount of salt in it, but not many calories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, ma'am. Well, I don't know. You're talking about some of my favorite stuff. You're talking about whipped cream and dark chocolate. But maybe it's worth a try. It's certainly worth a try.
This is that fat-free whip topping. So that's
I know.
Uh-huh,
cool whip.
Fewer calories,
I know. All right, darling. Listen, thank you very much for your concern for my sweet tooth and my fat hips.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for all you do for the public.
Well, my pleasure. All right, so basically what you do is, 3 cups of low-fat milk and chocolate pudding. Fat-free chocolate pudding, and Cool Whip.
Yep. That sounds like about what she said, yeah.
A lot of salt. But I don't know. It's hard for me to think about messing with chocolate. But, maybe worth a try.
Yeah, you never know. I'm always looking for
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal.
Healthier.
You go and try it.
Sure.
And then
I'll
let
do
me
it.
Know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you bring it in, and we'll all try it tomorrow.
There you go.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, look. You know what do we have to lose there?
Yeah, that's right.
And it sounds like it might be good for kids too. I mean, it does. It's
sure.
Hard for me to think about giving up whipped cream and chocolate, but it may be worth a try. I mean, look, if it's good, I went with a friend last night he loves chocolate milkshakes, so I went and I chocolate milkshakes are great, except. I mean, that's a gazillion calories. So I had a chocolate egg cream, and his had about 750 calories, and mine had about 70. So, but that's real chocolate. It has, chocolate egg creams have no eggs and no cream in it. It's just chocolate and seltzer, but not bad for about 70 calories. All right, welcome to the Diet Hour, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.